Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I want to talk to you about one of my favorite characters from a favorite fantasy series, Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman's Dark Sword series. I've read and reread the series a dozen times at least. I love it. It's quick, it's fun, it's got some great characters in it. And one of my favorites is, of course, the man named Simkin. Simkin is an enigma throughout the entire series. He shows up, laughs at people, randomly transforms into all sorts of extremely ordinary things, teapots and the like, and then disappears again. And yet each time his presence is immediately felt. He mingles with the high and the low, gets involved in all sorts of things. And usually when someone goes looking for him, all they find is a puff of orange silk. More importantly, Simkin appears to break the rules of magic in an almost offhand way. In a highly regimented and indeed mathematical magical system, he performs feats that should frankly not be possible. In the concluding book in the series, two characters are discussing Simkin. One states that he thinks that Simkin was a wizard with extraordinary powers, a prodigy, a genius of magic, like Mozart was a genius of music. Add to this a chaotic nature, an addictive lust for adventure and excitement, and a self-centered, shallow personality, and you have a man who would betray his friends at the drop of an orange silk scarf. The other character, Father Sarion, who's one of the more important characters in the series, finds that there are gaps in that description. I know for a fact, he states, that the magic he performed is not possible. It is simply, mathematically, not possible. It would take far more life than 100 catalysts could give him for him to transform into a teapot or a bucket. And Simkin could perform this magic, as you say, at the drop of an orange silk scarf. At the end of the book series, we find that, and spoiler alert here for a book series about 30 years old, Simkin is in some arcane way an embodiment of the magic in this universe. He ultimately becomes the tool that provides salvation for the human race, as he saves a man's life and enables prophecy to be fulfilled upon the union of the Dark Sword and the wizard Merlin. Simkin has always reminded me in a way of the way the Holy Spirit works. John 3:8 states, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going." So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. The Spirit is ever moving, ever active. However, nobody ever knows when to expect it or when it will move on. And in the midst of everything, things look chaotic and confusing, and yet, in retrospect, without its action, nothing would have been possible. The Spirit, or breath in Hebrew, is present from the very beginning of Genesis 1, always there to give life and suffuse God's world with his goodness, power, and presence, and often comes to unexpected places or calls people to unpredictable outcomes. So the next time you're wondering why your life feels crazy, just remember, the Spirit worked upon the turbulent waters and stilled them, and watch out for orange silk scarves. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.